I've got a minute, just a little minute. I have only got a minute, just a minute. I have only got a minute. That is all the time I have to sing this tiny little minute waltz. It isn't easy, but I'll try it then. I've got to say goodbye, but first I'll take a minute and put in.
Barbara Streisand might seem determined to make Chopin's minute waltz measure up to its name, but in fact she'll take another 56 seconds to reach the finish line. So what, you might say, Chopin never intended it to be a 60-second dash.
Not the money, but the satisfaction that I get from.
And what might he have thought of the eccentric Kaikhusru Sarabji, who took this waltz to the other end of the ballroom, spinning it out for close to 6 minutes? There's even a whole minute of razzle-dazzle cadenza before we get to the tune. And when we do get to it, thanks to the composer's wafting weave, it's a little like lolling on a wobbly castle after a few too many cocktails. The art of compression is not to be scorned in times when the limitless word lengths of online blogs threaten the reader with verbal overload. There's a lot of truth in the old adage, assuring us that good things can come in small boxes. The flamboyant composer Franz Liszt, for example, a man who wasn't afraid to come up with pieces that were as long as they were loud, was also able to pare it all back and create the equivalent of musique minceur. Take the case of this song, based on just a few lines by the German poet Friedrich Bodensted. It's a masterpiece of irony, as mezzo Sasha Cook points out how she wasn't able to find any flowers for a wreath when her lover was alive, and now that her lover is dead, there are blooms in abundance. Deliberately working within the boundaries of a prescribed time limit is something else. It certainly whetted John Cage's imagination in 1958 when he devised his Indeterminacy. This was a collection of short stories read out within the constraint of a 60-second running time, accompanied by his friend David Tudor feeding in sonic interference from an adjoining studio. A 2-CD set of the work, released on the Smithsonian Folkways label in 1992, makes for compulsive listening. The fey personality of Cage himself is irresistible as he cleverly adjusts the speed of his reading to fit into the allotted time. The stories themselves are deliciously wry, many of them revolving around the composer's obsession with fungi, and one of them even comes with Kiwi connections.
Betty Isaacs told me that when she was in New Zealand, she was informed that none of the mushrooms growing wild there was poisonous. So one day when she noticed a hillside covered with fungi, she gathered a lot and made catsup. When she finished the catsup, she tasted it, and it was awful. Nevertheless, she bottled it and put it up on a high shelf. A year later, she was house cleaning and discovered the catsup which she had forgotten about. She was on the point of throwing it away, but before doing this, she tasted it. It had changed color. Originally a dirty gray, it had become black. And, as she told me, it was divine, improving the flavor of whatever it touched.
I suspect that John Cage's Indeterminacy was a defining inspiration for one of my favourite albums of 1980, titled Miniatures, a sequence of 51 little masterpieces. Put together by Stephen Morgan Fisher from the band Mott the Hoople, it featured an almost bewilderingly diverse assembly of artists. While Pete Seeger played Beethoven, minimalist composer Gavin Bryars dished up some Manic Mendelssohn. Radical cartoonist Ralph Steadman sang his own setting of John Donne, and punkster Mark Perry ripped into Bob Dylan. There were words as well, with recitations from Roger McGough, George Malley and Quentin Crisp, and some wacky rewrites of Wagner and Bartok. And at the end of these little masterpieces, a witty collage provided both a trip down memory lane and a curatorial statement of intent.
How long we got?
60 seconds.
This is going to be tell what you see.
Nine tonight.
I did it my way.
Barry Longford.
Real world.
Quarters.
Hello, this is John Peel.
Rockata baby.
Briefly summarise.
1 minute.
Also.
Musical pandemonium.
Brooch, but.
Quite excellent, I
answer. Very enjoyable creature.
Mange. Lullaby.
Lady Abjad.
Body side was rolling.
Beautiful.
Wake up, wake up.
Inevitably, an air of deconstruction hung over the project. When there were songs, they were songs with attitude, unsettled and sometimes unsettling, as when Robert Wyatt worked as Wiles on this classic crooner ballad. And about the same time as our own Chris Knox was doing wonders with his TAC 4-track, English composer David Bedford went into a London studio and layered up a 1 minute introduction to Wagner's Ring Cycle. All on his lonesome, he presents an impressive clutch of Valkyries.
Do, 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 do.
The second act to appear in the miniatures lineup was a San Francisco band, The Residents, who had established themselves during the 70s as a barrier-stomping art and music collective. Their sandwiching of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Barley High in between two slices of Ramones punk was very much a reflection of what the Americans were working at the time. And it's this band that makes the Kiwi connection for today's program. their 1980 commercial album being cited by Auckland singer and songwriter Sean Donnelly, a.k.a. SJD, as a major influence on his new miniatures album. The Residents' commercial album was an act of errant musical and media subversion. Cut out the fat of the usual pop song, the Californian musicians boasted, and you have a minute of music. So this is just what the album doled out to us in 40 tasty slices. Moreover, making the point that the running time of their songs corresponded with the length of the average commercial jingle, the conclusion was drawn that jingles must be the music of America. Jingles that can perform a valuable social service, warning us of the dangers of excessive politeness.
I found her crying in the morning, sitting in a chair. She was wrapping something up and wrapping it with care. I did not mean to hurt her when I fell asleep last night. I was just exhausted from the act of being polite. Yes, I was just exhausted from the act of being polite.
Going back almost 40 years and revisiting the Residents' commercial album, thanks to its SJD connections, has pleasantly justified a few weeks of self-indulgent time-tripping. I've enjoyed these punchy little jingles, meeting up again with singers like Andy Partridge and Lainey Lovitch when they take a solo each. I've found a strange poetry too in instrumental tracks like the final When We Were Young. Remembering their paste-up of the Ramones and Barley High, it's another sound sandwich, spacey on the outside with a snappy, snary filling that I could well imagine breaking into Auld Lang Syne at the turn of a crotchet. Didn't follow the genesis of Sean Donnelly's 17 miniatures when he fed them out through Facebook, but together they make for quite a gallery of songwriting. And the songwriting is more serious than Donnelly's website seems to suggest, explaining the appeal of the short format as not having to worry about a second verse. The set comes with its own little overture, cranking up expectations in just 65 seconds. It lures you through the door to experience the mysteries of the iconic lava lamp. Indeed, it's such a time capsule that you can almost smell the patchouli oil dripping from the sound waves.
This is the door to my room. This is the door to my room. I really like my room. I've taken off my shoes. I've taken off my shoes. Cause I really like my room. I really like my room. And I like my laptop too. I like my laptop too.
Look into
see a dream come true. Look into the lava lamp. You can see a dream come true. A dream come true.
By the second track, Belgian Movie, the singer is flourishing his best Bowie tones, pointing out how a video is no substitute for true love. While the sceptical might query whether neighbourhood video stores are quite as prevalent as they once were, others will happily give themselves over to the song's easy flow counterpoint, wondering perhaps if there had been more than 77 seconds of it, how this little saga might have opened up.
All the stars are shining down at the video store. 5 weeklies for $10. But kindly leave your bag at the door.
There's a melancholic strain running through the new SJD Miniatures collection, but when the songs stay short, it comes with a certain stoicism. And maybe there are more narrative connections than one might expect if you let one song run on to the next. Does our hero, popping his paracetamol, eventually get the nerve to go downstairs and become the new boy at the party?
The party started hours ago downstairs. I can feel it through the floor. Through the floor. I haven't taken anything. Think I might be coming down with something. I don't think I can take much more. But I'm rifling through my drawers, looking for the paracetamol. And all that I can hear is
laying out 17 songs in 21 minutes makes the album something of a brag book for Sean Donnelly's skill in concocting electronic backdrops. Indeed, if he were a set designer in Auckland in the 1950s, he'd have no problem in taking us around the world in 80 days without relinquishing our seats in the Little Grafton Theatre. But it's 2019, and let's admit it, we'd be very happy indeed to have another pop tune as classy as his Beautiful Haze back in 2007.
It might be nice to smash the state, but it's getting late. Mostly I'm just working for the man. Tell the boss that I don't give a toss, and to stick his lame ass job, but I'm not sure that I can.
Returning to the new album in hand, is there a potential to be tapped? With another 2 minutes of music found and seconded from somewhere, miniature number 14, The Corner at 5:30, might well be the classy pop hit that we've been waiting for. While SJD focuses on the small, Andrew Keegan and Tony Randall have infused their latest album with an expansiveness that's positively luscious. Thanks very much to Randall's honeyed vocals and the presence and production of Ben King.
You will talk of death, the dying of the dreams you dream.
Andrew Keegan and Tony Randall worked together as Ayrton Hall, and their new Spaces album is a marvellous follow-up to the duo's first release, Featherstitch, 4 years ago. It's a collection of 10 songs guaranteed to ensnare you from the first few lines of its opening track, Weekend, a song which is a good deal tougher in what it's saying than what its ear-wooing performance might suggest. Andrew Keegan and Tony Randall put themselves into the songs, and it shows. One of the most moving is a tribute to an unwell friend, written with compassion and humour. Another stays within the family, marking the arrival of a new son. This song, Albatross, is aptly titled for a number that floats so effortlessly, with gently swooping phrases that so beautifully accommodate all the unexpected harmonic shifts in it, a little like having an airborne journey taken momentarily in another direction with the vagaries of air currents. Jared Kahi's exquisite video, watchable online, finds the perfect visuals for it, although the number itself, with the buoyant strings of violinist Charmian Kay and cellist Claire Cowan, is never at risk of not staying aloft.
Simply just a matter of time. An abstract face and place, first conceived when I was just a babe. So you
to you.